This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We got a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's going to fight Jack Dempsey. What's me, brother?
Still the best.
Oh, what's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 men in the West. He knows no rest.
The Hercules Club is one of the oldest weightlifting and fitness clubs in the country and was founded back in 1935. Mark Staunton and myself, Ed Keeley, paid a visit to the club back in September. And first of all, we spoke to Jim Jennings, a longtime member of the club and Secretary of Weightlifting Ireland. Jim told us about the club and its membership and also what drew him to the sport.
Hello, how are you doing? My name is Jim Jennings. I'm a member of this club, the Hercules Club, for about 30-odd years. And I'm also Secretary of the Weightlifting Association, which is Weightlifting Ireland. I've been in, this is about the fourth or fifth club I joined in my lifetime, but I joined here in 1980, and it is the main club for weightlifting, powerlifting, bodybuilding, wrestling, and then there's a lot of people training for other sports as well, and then there's also people who just train to keep fit, and there are a lot of people here who've been in this club for 30, 40, 50 years. So the club is 77 years old.
Okay, so yeah, it started in 1935.
1935, yeah. The guy who is reckoned to have started the club went by the name of George Dale, and he was an English wrestler. He apparently was a bantamweight wrestling champion in England, but he set up the club anyway, initially as wrestling, and then they introduced weights pretty quickly. So it was, there's a lot of people then doing cycling and rowing. So in fact, a lot of the people in the early Hercules Club were doing weight training for their different sports long, long before it became popular. Everybody does that nowadays. So it's a long history here. I think the membership runs on average between 200 and 300. People join each year. Some people leave. There's a little bit of coming and going, but the hardcore of maybe 100, 150 have been here for a long time, and even people who leave, they generally, we joke that everybody comes back again. They usually do, actually.
And for yourself, how did you get involved in weightlifting initially?
Well, I joined a weight training bodybuilding club when I was about 18 or 19. It was back in the mid-60s. It was the Health and Strength Club in North Frederick Street. And then I was in the Apollo after that, then the Accolades. All these little places were in cellars. They're all around the city. They're all gone now, mostly, and it's been more commercialised. But I've been playing around with weights for about 40 or 50 years, I suppose, at this stage. I tried other sports, you know, football, hurling, soccer, boxing, swimming, all the rest. But once I tried the weights, something in me, this is what I like, and I always got more satisfaction out of it. It demands more. You have to put in an effort to get something out of it. That's the big thing. You could be playing football and other people may be making the effort, or, you know. But in this, you have to get stuck in yourself. So you always get a bit of good satisfaction out of that.
And is that what kept you at it over the years?
I suppose, yeah. Well, it keeps you fit, fast, and all the rest of it. Yeah, and I've enjoyed it. And then I suppose most of my friends at this stage would be involved in and all these activities, you know, guys you've known over the years, and, you know, so it's like a family, really, I suppose.
Jean Curran is one of the club's new members, and I asked Jean what drew her to the club and what sets the Hercules gym apart.
I like the atmosphere in here. I like the fact that you come in and it's a serious gym, and it's also reasonably priced, and I like the fact that most of the members have been here a long time, and so it's an institution, and it's nice to be a member of an institution. And it's nice to come in as well, because everybody is very motivated around you. There's nobody just kind of hanging around. Everybody's working seriously hard on their physiques, and so that's really encouraging to be around.
And is that a lot different than other gyms that you've been in?
Yeah, I mean, gyms can be very, superficial places, and people go in there for lots of different reasons. And so you go in there, you see different faces all the time, and you don't engage with people within there. But I really like coming in here. I suppose there's a sense of family that's been here for a long time and that's been growing, and it's wonderful to be a part of it.
The club is run on a volunteer, not-for-profit basis, with all the coaching being given by the members and the subs paying for the upkeep of the building and equipment. Jim told me about this aspect of the club.
In the club here itself, there's the committee is elected by the members, so the club is run by the members. So in effect then we don't employ people to run it, it's self-run. So that has worked out well, and it means that everybody feels part of it.
And as you said, it's a volunteer basis, is it?
Yeah, absolutely, totally volunteer. I think some of the guys who might do some work around the club might get a reduction in subs, but that's it, they don't get paid. So these kind of ventures are very unusual nowadays because everything is commercialised and the proprietor is running it for profit. But we're still hanging out there as an old left-wing club, I suppose.
And how is it the subs then pay for the upkeep of the building and things like that?
That's right, yeah. The subs, and they pay for everything, really. So once you're not paying wages and once it's all going into the club, it can be done. And sometimes we may have to wait in order to do things, you know, but it's voluntary effort, it works okay.
The club has a varied membership as far as age and nationality goes, and I spoke to one of the newest committee members about the gym.
My name is Slavomir Gaus, known as Sly or Slav, and originally from Poland. Well, I started probably in 2009, so I've been here for 3 years. Well, I was always involved in some kind of physical training here and back home. And when I moved to Ireland, I was looking for some club to train. And then I found out that there is a major powerlifting and bodybuilding club here in Dublin 7, where I live. So I decided to join to work on my physique. I do a bit of everything. We have here powerlifting, bodybuilding and wrestling. So I train every day here and I do a bit of everything. I was asked to join the committee to work in a local community as they were looking for some fresh blood and for some new people from different culture. So we have many foreigners here in the gym from Poland, Lithuania and other countries. So that what pushed me into committee. Obviously, this is very relaxing atmosphere here in the gym. The people training from different cities and different countries, and it's easy to make friendship here.
Seeing some of the huge weights the lads are lifting is very impressive, and there is a lot more involved than you would think in some of the lifts. I asked Jim to tell me a bit more about the technique of weightlifting.
I was going to say, is it a sport that takes a lot of coaching? Like, you can't obviously just come in and you see there's some of the huge weights that you're lifting. It must take a lot of technique and a lot of practice.
Yeah, that's right. For weightlifting in particular, you do need coaching because it's very technical. The snatch, clean and jerk, they do require months of practice before you start to perfect it. Powerlifting then is the squat, deadlift and bench press. You would get to do that more quickly. It's not quite as technical, but it's a strength-based activity. And then the bodybuilding, again, there's a whole range of exercises. So in general in this club, people tend to help one another. So when people join, if they see somebody doing something, they come around, you do it this way or that way. So that's the way it's always worked.
And I was going to say, if you're doing weight, like you're saying, yeah, you have to be technically doing it right. If you're doing it wrong, I suppose you could do yourself more harm than good.
Well, more so, you probably, yeah, you could, but you'll never make progress. That's the main thing. Injuries are very rare in weightlifting. I know when people see what they seem as like throwing weights up into the air, that there must be a lot of injuries, but injuries hardly ever, very, very rare. Maybe muscle strain occasionally, but that's really it. I've never seen very rarely seen a bad injury. It's one of the safest sports. The data proves that. Yeah, but if you develop the way to do the exercises properly and are trained in good technique, you're going to make greater progress. There's no question about it. And if you don't develop the technique well, your progress will always be limited.
Bill Healy is in his 60s now and still involved in international competitions. Bill told me how he became involved, and we were lucky to be present as Bill attempted not one, but two world records.
I'm Bill Healy, and the Hercules for the last 26 years. I was always intrigued by people lifting weights, and I just wanted to do it. A man thing. So I just took off from there. I gave up superstars, I gave up football, I gave up marathon running just to concentrate on and powerlifting.
And what was it about the lifting that made you that got you hooked on it?
A he-man thing. A male chauvinist, if you like to put it that way. Egotistic thing, yeah. But that's it. And 1993 I represented Ireland for the first time. And I've been representing Ireland since 1993, and I won 13 Celtic Nation Championships. I'm going for a world record now. Days. I'm just going to try for a world record, yeah. Won't be long. And, I've been representing Ireland at top level since 1993, and I'm 63 years old now. That's
not bad.
It's not bad. So I'm going to try a big lift now. I'm going to make an attempt on a world record on the bench press. 144. Have it there, look. If I get this easy, I might try for 150 after this.
What do you do? What's that stuff?
It's a smelling sauce that helps clear the head. So it just gives you to concentrate on what you have to do. Helps your mind to concentrate on what it does. Come on, old man, let's go. Up! Yeah! That's a world record there. I'm going to go for 150 now for it.
150, Jim.
Now.
Come on, old man, let's go.
Come on, old man, let's go.
Come on, old man, let's go. Up! Right, man. Now, come on,
so that was, what weight was that?
150 kilos.
So that'd be another world record.
That'd be another world record.
You just broke your own world record.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the only over 60s man ever to break a 600 total in competition. No other man in the world has ever broken 600 total for championships.
Jimmy and Dave are training partners, and their friendship very much sums up the ethos that is present throughout the club. First Jimmy and then Dave told us about what drives them to train.
My name is Jimmy Ajumoku. I've been living in Ireland for 15 years now, and I'm from Nigeria. I've been doing it now for 12 years. I've been in and out, like, you know. It's just what I find interesting. I like training. I like keeping fit. Just keep my head clear out. Maybe when I'm bored, I'm tired, I'm crazy, I just go into coming to the gym and I'll be happy afterwards.
And then in terms of friends, then you would have obviously made a good few friends.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. I mean, you can see them there. That's Dave and that's Steve, and some other ones as well. They're not here today, so a few friends.
You've made a few friends, and that obviously makes it easy to come back.
Oh, definitely, because I have a training partner. Dave is my training partner, so if he's coming, I'm coming in. If he's not in there, like, all right, I'll come in tomorrow. You have to have somebody to spar with, like support you, or you know, when you're doing a weight. Have somebody there to look at in case you're doing heavy, don't get injured or something. So he's there to spot you, like a spotting partner. So if he's doing any weight as well, he's getting heavier, spot him up. So that's why we need each other to help each other out in training. Everybody kind of like, we talk to each other, we interact, and you know, the men gossiping stuff and things like that. Yeah, yeah. A lot of crack goes on around where we train as well. You know, talk about a lot of things, maybe sport or... So we talk, we train. It's kind of fun for everyone.
And do you help each other out if you're doing something?
Oh, definitely. Say if Dave wasn't coming in today and I have to come in and I needed a bit of help, or maybe Steve is in or any of the lads who is in, I say, can you spot me? And they're very happy to do it. And then they ask me as well, can I spot them? Anything like we're kind of like family. Like Dave always tried to tell me what to eat. Like he's very good at, he's kind of like my
mentor,
personal trainer.
He wants to be as big as me one day.
So he kind of like helped me out most of the time in terms of diet
just,
or food.
Just for the radio audience, Jimmy is about 6'5", 308 pounds of solid muscle, and I'm about 6'1" and 76 kilos. So that was an ironic statement.
And you're his
training partner.
Yeah,
we've been training together. together pretty much
for 10 years. Because in the other gym we're together and then we're coming here as well.
I'm back here. So it's like without a training partner, it's way harder to come in and do what we do. So, you know, you kind of bounce off each other. And it's very good for my ego because I have no ego training with Jimmy. You can't have an ego. When Jimmy's injured, he's stronger than most people in here. When he's going full force, it's crazy. So it's like a force of nature training with him. So pushes me like well beyond what I could probably do by myself. And then also trying to push Jimmy is like an interesting thing to do, just to try and see how far you can actually go, you know.
I was just going to ask the two of you though, like I was asking about, did you have like, you're training hard, are you going towards a goal, are you focused on a target?
My friend actually recently asked me that, why he doesn't like training, he just couldn't understand why we do it. And I think we do what we do, it's, I don't know if it's a genetic thing, if it's like based on a kind of a caveman mentality, but it's health, just confidence and health pretty much why I do it. And just week to week different goals, different achievements, so you can push your body beyond its limit, you feel good. That's pretty much what it is. And endorphins, you do get a buzz out of it after a while. Week to week, when you plateau, when you've been training for a long time, you find that they're very small increases. So you have to find different ways of doing it. So you high intensity training or low intensity and reps and all. So it's good though. And also, I don't know if you can say this on radio, but no pecs, no sex.
Good way to finish it.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.